I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bracia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Super Mamas.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Super Mamas Podcast with your favorite host, Paulina Ambricia. I am a little bit over-caffeinated this morning. I was doing my makeup and me estaba temblando la mano.
Like, you already know not to drink coffee. Like, that doesn't even go with you. So I'm like, why are you doing this for yourself?
Because, like, I'm tired. It's been a marathon in the past few days. I went to Oaxaca. It was very fruitful. I'm really excited, but also exhausting. And then I came back home. And I just got to say that when I was there in Oaxaca, my husband sent me a message and he was like, I just want to say that I appreciate you so much more. And like, I'm going to try to be better because I know how hard it is with the kids. And I was like, okay, okay. And then he got sick. He got a sty. One of my daughters got sick. The babysitter got sick. And so he had to figure out everything on his own. And now I came back and he was like, oh my God, you know, we need to do this. We need to do that. But here it is. Now you take it and I got to go. So I came back and I had to put out a bunch of fires in my house. To this morning, Sabina was sick. And I was like, how sick are you, baby? Like, how sick? Can I send you home? Can I send you to school with a mask? Because I got to go to work and I got to do this and I got to do that. And my babysitter's still sick. And tomorrow's Friday. And I'm like, okay. So I was like, I got to have coffee. So that's why I have coffee. And that's why I'm speaking so fast. And I'm like, you know, inside of me, my heart is going like it's racing. And I'm like, what is going on? But I'm a little bit over caffeinated this morning.
Don't do that to yourself again.
I'm like, like my brain, I'm here, but my brain is it's thinking. I don't know. It's weird. But anyway, yes, I'm a little caffeinated. Came back to put out fires this morning. But yeah, it was a great, I went to Oaxaca, dude. So like, well, you know, what can I say? It was amazing. I forgot que era la fiesta de Mitla. Mitla is our pueblo where we're from, where mom's from. Y es la fiesta del pueblo. And I went to fui a la feria, fui a los títeres. Do you remember when we were kids and we used to go to the títeres? Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. They're still the same. And
scary.
No. So at first, yes, we were like, okay, there was like 11 people. Because I went to see our cousins and, you know, I took some friends. So we went and we did not stop laughing the whole time they were there. The ingenuity of these people that put together that, like, it was amazing.
I mean, I think the Mexican ingenuity, period, is like next level.
Taking over the world. Taking over the world. Honestly.
I think that the ingenuity of jokes embedded in Mexican culture are very next level. And if you are one of the people, if you are someone who does not speak Spanish, then you are missing out on the double entendres and on all the inappropriate jokes that Mexicans make.
Mexicans would get canceled every day. They would get canceled every day.
Oh my God, yes. I'm sure this was a very cancelable show.
Very canceled. It's a musical. It was a musical. That musical,
oh,
it was a musical. It was like Marco Antonio Solís, Gloria Trevi bailando el pelo suelto. It was very inappropriate. I mean, and then after that, no, te digo que era like Gloria Trevi bailando el pelo suelto, Marco Antonio Solís, Lupillo Rivera, an African bull in el jaripeo, like in a puppet show. It was amazing. It was like, I don't know why they don't have like an international show.
They need their Vegas residency.
They need their
Come on, Paulina. You should be their manager. Go make their dream happen. At least Galaguetza. At least bring them to Galaguetza.
For real. Maybe, you know, this is the 30th anniversary. Maybe we should bring them. Los Títeres Morales.
Yeah.
They've been there since I can remember. And I went with our cousin Fatima and she was telling me how mom, when they go every year, like the years that she's been there, she goes and she watches 4 different shows in a row because every show is different. Every show is different and every day is different. So you can be there all day watching different shows. Y después de ahí, I went to my first baile. Remember cuando decían vamos al baile? Wow. I went to the baile de Mitla.
And who was performing? Mitla Trópicos?
No. Okay, so when I think about a fiesta del pueblo, I think about my childhood. And I think when we were there, it was like en la cancha de basketball, you know, like la gente, que están toda la gente. Dude, bro, this was like el terrenazo caliente. And llegas ahí, there's an area where you can sit. And we're there and, you know, there's está tocando la banda.
Did you just call me bro?
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm like my little kids language now. Like my kids are turning me. Estaban tocando Los Veloces de la Sierra. And I'm there like, oh, de la Sierra. Yeah.
I've never heard them.
No. And then you see all, you know, todos los de Mitla, toda la gente, like if you can imagine, there's people coming from other smaller communities.
First Fridays move over. El Valle de Mitla has arrived.
First Friday. And then it was like 1 a.m. And I don't know if you remember when we were kids, the conversation about the fiesta o del baile was like, ay, hacía muchísimo frío, ¿no? Ay, sí, muchísimo frío tú. Muchísimo frío. Oh, my God. I get it now. I get it.
Hacía
it
mucho
was
frío.
So mucho frío tú. Hacía mucho frío tú. Muchísimo frío tú. And then I saw all the kids in the chairs, en las cobijas, mm-hmm, sí, you know, sí. Con la gorrita y todas las cobijas and all the things, all the children, and it's loud. And I'm telling our cousin, like, hey, should we leave like 1:30 or, you know, like need to go to bed? She was like, pero si todavía no viene el principal. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, no, apenas viene la banda que todos vienen a ver. And I was like, okay. I was like, all right, well, wait. Do you know what time they went on stage? 2 a.m. 2 a.m. they went on stage. No, que Coachella ni que Coachella. This is Michela, like, you know, cohetes, Disneyland, no tiene.
Michela.
Disneyland doesn't have nothing on Mitla's fireworks. Like, Tinkerbell was frying left and right, like, cohetes. I was like in awe of seeing the stage was enormous, Ricia. Like, una banda sinaloense de 19 personas on the stage, la banda única. God.
That sounds like so much fun.
And, well, let me tell you that. It was like, ¿cuánto cuesta la entrada? They were like, well, 200 pesos o puedes comprar un six y entras. And I was like, okay, there's 11 of us. Like, I'll get 3 6. That's fine. We go in and she's like, no, un six por persona. I was like, what? So everybody walks in there with a six pack, dude. Like, you should, it's insane. It's a whole experience. I never seen anything like that. And I'm walking, I'm still, you know, I'm looking at the fireworks. I'm like, oh my God, it's amazing. All of a sudden, I'm like, Someone's smoking. And they were like, no one's smoking. Jen Lopez, she went with me. And I was like, Jen, someone's smoking. She was like, no. I was like, no, dude, it smells like someone's smoking. And I started, I turned around. Mi rebozo was on fire, like from the cohetes. Oh my God. Like fire, like it was raining fire the whole night. It fell on my rebozo because it was so cold. I called Tia Griselda and I was like, Fátima, I was like, Fátima, consígueme rebozos. Like, we're cold, you know? Like, in the morning, we're sweating. And Oaxaca's so warm all the time. Sweating, walking. At night, oh, my God. So all of a sudden, my rebozo's on fire. I gave back the Griselda rebozo with, like, a big old hole because I was catching on fire. And then Jen grabs the rebozo, throws it on the floor. She starts stepping on it. Ah! Everybody's yelling and screaming because I was catching on fire. I was like, oh my God.
Oh God.
I am so lucky that it didn't get my hair. It did not get my hair. Si no hubiera estado como muñeca. Remember esas muñecas viejas? Están pelonas de un lado. Oh my God. So that was that. You know, I almost. The next day we were like, dude, remember that time we went to the baile and like we had a bunch of beer and you almost caught on fire? I was like, I know. We got home at 4 a.m. It kept going. I was talking to our cousin and she was like, yeah, like I remember when I was a kid and my mom, because our tías don't go to the bailes anymore. Tia Griselda doesn't go, you know, they're like, ya no van. So she was like, I remember. And my parents used to get home at 8 a.m. I was like, I believe it. Like everybody was there.
And
I don't
you
even know.
To your parents probably for a week because they probably kept drinking.
You know, it was like, Oaxaca is like a celebration all the time.
Pueblo life, baby.
Yeah, when we got on the caballitos, we're like, yeah, we're all cute, trying to be, you know, we're dumb, getting on the caballitos, and we're like, yeah. And then we're going and going and going and going. And we're like, dude, ¿a qué hora se acaba? Like, when are they going to turn this off? And then like, when every time I kept going around the girl that was like controlling this, I was like, oye. And I was like, with my hand, like, just cut it. This girl was on the TikTok. She was just like, whatever. Like, I don't know how long that was, but we all got out like, it was so funny. Like, she was on the phone and Everything is longer there. Everything is longer. And then my friends were saying, oh my God, Oaxaca is a place where the party never stops. And I was like, never stops. Everywhere you go, there's something happening. So yeah, that was my experience. Me fui al baile. Me fui al baile. Remember that saying? Like, nos fuimos al baile?
Mm-hmm. Me voy al baile mañana for my first Fridays.
Oh my God, yes. Tomorrow's first Fridays. I'm so excited. I'm exhausted. See, that's why I need coffee, sister. That's why I need coffee. Anyway, today in the show, we have an amazing guest that is going to come to talk to us about how to look fresh after a whole day, after a whole week of, you know, how do you keep looking good after that? But sister, tell us, who do we have on the show today?
Yes, today on the show, we have Ibelais Rodriguez, who is a mom, a content creator, and a boss woman entrepreneur. In the past decade, she went from working the Macy's beauty counter and vlogging on YouTube to now becoming the founder and CEO of Golden Dream Beauty. We spoke about beauty trends. We spoke about how she's growing her business, how she uses AI, how she's transformed her content creation into something else, into now this wonderful beauty. We talk about mascara. I mean, this was a great show. Hope you all enjoy it.
Great show. Stay tuned for Super Mama Picker Tip of the Week. But without further ado, here is our interview with Ibelais Rodriguez. Welcome to the show, Ibelais. Tell me exactly cómo se pronuncia tu nombre correctamente for the people in the back.
You can say Ibelais.
Ibelais, okay. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the show. Again, I love having you here. We've been encountering each other at different things and we're like, oh my God, we should do this. And we never do. So I'm glad you're here.
And now we're doing it.
We're doing it right now. Yay! So I'm excited. I want to hear all your tips, everything. But before we get started into the conversation, please introduce yourself to the Super Mamas. Tell us who you are, what you do, who you live with, where you're at in the world, all things, all good things, Ibelais, please.
Bueno, yo soy venezolana. Me mudé a los Estados Unidos hace ya 12 años. Y cuando me mudé aquí, comencé a hacer videos en YouTube. I moved here and after a year, I started making content on YouTube and sharing my tips on like beauty and skincare and nail art. And then I started building a very awesome community. And 10 years after, I'm still here creating content. And now I have my own brand. I'm a mom. I live here in LA. And I just love my Latino community. And I love to be inspiring for a lot of people, and they inspire me too at the same time. So it's beautiful.
I love that. When we first met, I don't think you still had your skincare brand. It was just about like the videos and all the content that you were putting out there. And I think you got in the game really early on, 10 years ago. And tell me what inspired you to, I know that you worked in, like when you were working in Macy's. And is that where your career started? Where did it start? Where did your love for this start?
I think it started on YouTube. I started YouTube before Macy's. And then I wanted to work at Macy's because I wanted to try the tips on real women and be able to like help other people to find their best beauty product and what I would think they would work better for them and all these things. So I started working at Macy's. That was kind of short. They fired me at the end.
You know what? Things worked out for you, girl. Things worked out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I always say that those things happen for a reason because otherwise I would have been comfortable and probably I will still be there. So when that happened, it's when I started making way more content while I was trying to find another job. And then it became my full-time job.
Right. At the beginning of the Super Mamas, Bricia and I were thinking about YouTube, but I was like, oh my God, that's like a lot of work. There were so many. I know that Bricia has learned most of her skills on makeup or anything on YouTube. Like there's everything out there. I go on YouTube when I'm trying to like learn something, right? So I think it was a great way to start over there. And then tell us how you got to your company now. Now you have a company. Now you have a company of your own.
Yeah. So after creating content, I got to work with really cool beauty brands. And it was very, very nice, awesome opportunities. But at the same time, I just felt like I never saw people like me with my background doing cool things in the beauty industry behind the scenes. You know, it was always like in front of the camera. I always saw that they were trying to fit some kind of diversity box and skin tones, like boxes. So I'm like, okay, so she's medium range. So she's the brown girl. So let's just boop, put that box. So I was like, okay, so what about my culture? Or do you want to know more about me and where I came from? And nobody really cared. So I was like, okay, I want to create a beauty brand. And I was pregnant with my boy. And I did it. I put all my savings into my brand and started Golden Dream Beauty.
Oh my God. I would love to know, what is that process like? How do you start a beauty brand? Like, you know, there's a lot of people that have dreams of starting companies and you don't know where you start. Like, how was that process for you? How did that happen? How did it come to be?
Yeah, well, I mean, I started just thinking about a name that would be dreamy for me. I always thought about like the American dream, and that was my golden dream. And I always say that Golden Dream Beauty is my American dream. So I wanted to inspire more immigrant women to be following those dreams because they could become their reality. And that was kind of like some inspiration behind my name. I wanted to be something powerful and meaningful. So that took me a long time just to decide a name. And I remember people saying, like, just act like you're answering a phone and you say Golden Dream Beauty, blah, blah, blah. And then if it sounds kind of legit, then you're kind of like going the right path. So I was like, okay, that sounds kind of legit. So let's just go with that. And
it sounds very legit.
Whoever gave you that tip, that's a great tip.
That's a good tip. Like, how do you know?
Golden Dream Beauty, how can I help you? Yeah, that was part of the process for sure. And then coming with a logo and just know what kind of product and what's your mission behind the brand. That's powerful and very important, because I feel like if you, like, everybody should start whatever their heart is telling them to start, right? Everything starts in our head, in our heart. And I just feel like there's always space. It's never oversaturated. I know it seems like that because now we have access to a lot of information over social media, but at the same time, there's space for everybody and everybody's different and has something unique. And I always say that. So then I started meeting with different people from different manufacturers. I started to prioritize the things that were going to be como los pilares of the business and our values and those things. So I wanted everything to be vegan, cruelty free. I wanted it to be high quality and luxury, but at the same time, be able to price it like mid-range. So it wasn't extremely pricey for our community. I wanted it to be accessible. I wanted it to be kind of like that affordable luxury brand. There's a lot of things behind it and a lot of things I had to do, but at the same time, having social media to market your brand is also something that we should take advantage of. And that's where I sold it. I started building my community.
How long have you had it? What are some of your favorite products? What are the things that you felt were needed out there?
I started before the pandemic. So I started with lashes. I know lashes mm-hmm. were like big before 2019. And I started with 4 lashes. I made them vegan. Everything was very good. But I started working on a mascara that is our latest product. So I just launched a new vegan mascara that you need to try. You need to get your hands on. It's amazing. Like, it will literally like nutri. It's like nutre tus pestañas. Mm-hmm. It just looks beautiful. It's lengthening. It's clean. I made it in this little lab in Italy with different natural oils. Like, I literally put my heart and soul on the creation of the mascara. So that's my favorite product right now. And because it is still a very small company and everything has been self-funded, then it's challenging to make more faster, but we're growing.
No, I mean, that's, you got to start somewhere, right? Some people start in their garages, some people start in their living rooms, people start, you have to start somewhere. And if you don't start, you don't, como que, pues una empiezas, empiezas, right? But I mm-hmm. have a question to you about the lashes, because my lashes, no matter what mascara I put, siempre, they always go like, eh. Like, is it a problem with the mascara or is there a problem with my lashes? Or is there a problem with the way I'm doing it? You know what I mean? Like, ¿has escuchado así que dicen las pestañas de aguacero? Like, that means que si te llueve, like, they just go down. Because I'm like, I've tried so many different ones. And it doesn't matter what I do. I put it on and then it's like, ah.
I just feel like everybody have different lashes, but definitely maybe later you tell me what you do and I'll give you some tips
no,
to see if
right
I can
now.
Make it better.
I go yeah. and I curl them and then I put the mascara and then that's all I do. I mean, is there anything else? Maybe I'm missing a process in the middle.
No, I mean, maybe you should try a different mascara just to see if it's the mascara or if that happens with all the mascaras. Maybe it's the application. So what I like to do when the lashes are very straight or they go down is to use a formula that is drier than extra wet. Because what happens is when the mascara dries on your eyes, if it takes so long to dry, then your curl's not going to hold. It's just going to go down. So it could be because of that.
That totally makes sense.
If you use a drier formula, as soon as you put it on, then it kind of dries and then it's there before it goes down.
Yeah, yeah, no, I feel it because when I let them dry and they are down again, then I have to curl them again. And then sometimes they come out with the lashes. Like I lose.
Like, don't do that.
You know, that's exciting. No, but you know what I mean? Because every time I put them on, the mascara just makes them heavy. So thank you for that tip. It really does make sense. So beauty trends, I want, you know, we're still in, I will say, kind of like beginning 2024. I've seen a lot of new trends for this year, a lot of makeup. I know like before there was the natural makeup was the thing. And now we're moving again into like the more makeup on our faces, right? Like, what are you seeing for this year? Where should we be looking out for this year as far as trends? Because it's very different. I don't know, like this whole weekend, a few friends and I were just talking about the whole like mafia.
No, mob wife.
Mob wife. Mob wife look, right?
Clean girl so, is out, mob wife is
clean
in.
Clean girl's out, mob wife is in. And so now it's like really, really mafia. Heavy makeup again. Mafia. Well, I guess like, you know, mafia, mob, same thing. The mob wife look. So going back to like really lots of makeup on your face, but then at the same time, I'm thinking, but my skin, do we have to put all that makeup? So what are we seeing this year as far as like trends?
So I think that after the pandemic, the whole like clean girls aesthetic and vibe and trends, they were also like very convenient because everybody was kind of like indoors and at home. So it was focusing on skincare and definitely now, that 2024 is here. I know it's only a month of the year, but I see so many new things and so many new trends. Yeah. And now we became like doing like all like latte makeup, strawberry, like all this food makeup. And now we are in the glam again. So definitely I think that more glam this year for sure. Lipsticks are back. I know that for a bit, it was only like just gloss or something very sheer. I feel like now pigment is going to come back and we're going to see again lipsticks and dark lips and a lot of lip liner. And also the brows, people are started to kind of reshape them a bit again.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, uh-huh. I feel like it's going to still be a mix because it's not going to go from like 0 to 100, but definitely people are going to start to play with more glam looks again.
Are we going back to our chola look with like our little thin eyebrows?
I feel like people are saying that we're going to go back to like 2016 look.
What's the 2016 look?
It's like the concealer under the brows. And then you'll see an arch a little bit like more precise than the eyeliner. And maybe lashes will be back. I don't know.
We were talking about this for like going out and partying and stuff. But, you know, the three of us here are moms. We don't got time for full on mob wife makeup every morning. So, I'm looking at you and you're like, you look flawless.
Oh, no, you guys look so beautiful too.
So for like quick makeup, quick things to get ready, I think to me, I always tell people like makeup makes me feel like confident sometimes. You know, you wake up and you're like, oh my God, what's going on? So you put a little bit of makeup and you're like, you just look awake. You feel different about yourself. Sure. So it's like about confidence. It doesn't matter if you're going to take your kids to the park or go to work or just go grab a lunch really quick. And my girls are always like, why do you always have to be ready? And I was like, oh, it's for me. It's not for everybody else. It's just so I want to feel good about myself. And I put a little bit of makeup and that helps me. But a lot of the times I don't have time and a lot of the times I do it on the go. So what would be some of the basic things that a working mom, a working person, you know, just busy people, what would you recommend and what are your top tips for that?
So I would go with a little bit of concealer because I feel like that's going to hide todo el cansancio. Yes. A little bit of concealer under the eyes and on the lid a little bit. I like to put a little bit of blush. It makes me feel awake and healthy for sure. Just a little bit. It could be cream or liquid, nothing too heavy that you can just easily blend. And then mascara or brow gel. It depends on the brows because I know some people, they need to have their brows done to be able to feel fully ready to go out. But if not, like just a little bit of brow gel or brush your brows in general. But mascara, blush, and a little concealer, I think those three would be like a must have for any like mommy on the go, BC, mompreneur, any of those things would be really helpful.
Oh, I love that.
And sunscreen.
Always. I think that for me, when I think about content creators such as yourselves, I am in awe of the amount of work that goes behind creating content. I think that now being a content creator is an actual legit career that a lot of kids are looking into going into it, because I think it just from the outside looks super easy, right? Oh, I just want to do and create content. And it's, yes, it's very fun. But I think a lot of people don't understand the amount of work that goes behind it. But then also, I think what one of the things I love about you is not just your constant hustle, because I also want to know how, like, I'm sure you have a really detailed and very rigorous schedule that you follow. I mean, you have to in order to grow to where you have gone. But then also the element of you jumping from being a content creator to the next level, which I always think is extremely smart, and creators is creating a brand that will outlive you, and then you seeing your channel as a distribution channel. So I would just love to know how you stay consistent, what you do, how you schedule everything out, what goes into making this idealized train move.
Making it look flawless.
I mean, I feel like every day is completely different. Sometimes I don't look put together at all. Mostly when I'm in like the, I always call them like golden dream beauty days. Or idealized days. So I try to divide them because otherwise none of the brands would be successful. So I try to focus one day on my personal brand. I record, I get ready, I do my maintenance, I do my brows, my nails, like all the things that have to be done before I start producing content, because as a beauty creator, sometimes it's even harder. So I tell myself like, oh my gosh, why am I not doing like comedy or cooking so I don't have to like put my face in front of the camera, right? Because as a beauty creator, people beauty creator on the first line, people expect you to look flawless. People expect you to have ready to be all like this thing that you see in social media, right? So sometimes that's hard because it requires I have to take like do my hair, do my nails, do my brows, all these things before I get ready. But that's why I try to do like a schedule where I get ready like that on Mondays, and then my hair is still good for Tuesday and Wednesday. And then I kind of plan it out with everything in mind. And then some days when I work on my beauty brand, I don't get ready at all. I don't post. I'm not active. I maybe just do like stories, but then I'm working on the ads, on a strategy, some different things for my brand. So, and then as a mom, that's also just adds the final touch to the to the cake. But for sure, it's a matter of also not being too hard to yourself and going with the flow a little bit. Because when you are so strict with your schedule, it just sometimes you'll be disappointed if you don't achieve the things that you already have on your list. So I try to be a little bit flexible. When I cannot do something one day, I'm pretty sure I prioritize it to the next day and stuff like that. So it is not a perfect schedule, but it's more like knowing that I have to be consistent for sure in both places, but at the same time that I have the flexibility to choose what days I work and what specifically. I don't know if I'm answering your question like that good. I try.
No, definitely. I think it's everything looks really fun, right? When you're doing content creation, you know, and you put out the videos, when you put out the thing, everybody's like, oh my God, that's so cool. But it's actually a lot of work. It's actually a lot of work, and you always have to be on.
And then some videos, they are like 7 seconds, but it could take you a whole morning
And how big is your team now? And do you have someone? Because now you're managing several accounts as well, right? I mean, do you want to, how many accounts do you manage and how much help do you get?
So I have my YouTube channel that is my biggest account. And then I have my personal Instagram, my personal TikTok, and I have the brand Instagram and the brand TikTok. So I have about 5 or 6 accounts. And my sister helps me with the social media account for the page, but I do have to find the content creators that we're going to feature and make sure that we're sending the packages. So I'm definitely a little bit involved, but I just also divide them by day. So I think that more than Teams, I'm using actually AI, and I'm using planning different apps to help me kind of meet the timelines and work faster.
I would love to hear how you're using AI into all of this. How does that play into the content creation nowadays?
So it does help you with scheduling. I use it for scheduling. I use it for a little bit of strategies just to know what's out there, what's kind of popular, what hashtags are being relevant at the moment, and to help me with know what topics are being searched for and kind of do that analysis part and research. And it's just so quick. You just go and just ask and then boom, you get it. So it does take you less time to do instead of just doing it yourself and start Googling and trying to find apps or paying so much for different softwares just to get insights. So I use it for that. And then sometimes I use it. I know it's kind of silly, but I learned English when I moved here. So English is my second language for sure. Sometimes I don't even know how I speak it, but I use it to translate properly my captions.
Same, girl. I mean, we are all in this group, we're all ESL students. So I get it.
So I was okay, sometimes I wish I had more knowledge or I speak more specifically business words and vocabulary. So I'm learning a lot of that with AI too.
Oh, I love that. I think it's really important to know, it's not only about just making the content, it's also about being very aware of what people are looking for. It's a lot, it involves more than just posting. You have to educate yourself. There's a lot of research. There's a lot of follow-up. It's you have 3 jobs with 6 accounts. I'm that's a lot. I think about it and the amount of time that we put into the social media, I'm times 6. Oh my God, I don't know how you do it. But it's good to know that you are relying on these tools and then it's okay. Things are changing and it's easier for entrepreneurs to use all of these tools for that. Lastly, I just want to hear what a really quick, how do you end your day, on your skincare routine? What are you using? Because I got into my skincare routine my sister was the one that got me into it. I've been really good for the last year, I would say, and I see a lot of difference. But I always like to hear what people are doing just to see what's out there.
So I always start with taking my makeup off, and I use for that an oil-based cleanser just to remove the makeup. I put it on dry, and then I wash my face, and then that's the first step. After that, I do another cleanser. So I do believe in double cleansing. I think that's key for really, really having a clean canvas and go to sleep with a clean face. I know that sometimes we want to go and take the makeup wipes or the micellar water, and those things are great. But if you can do the double cleansing, I feel like that's key. And then exfoliating, I use some brightening pads. I try to use them 2 or 3 times a week. It helps me with hyperpigmentation and decoloration and radiance. I feel like that's key. And because of my skin tone that is kind of tan and brown, then I'm more prominent to get brown spots with the sun. So I have to take care of the decoloration and melasma and all that.
Yes, yes, yes.
So after I do that, then I do my serum. Then I like to... Lately, I've been a little extra, but I always say that this is kind of for me, self-care moments for myself. So I put on this mask that has kind of electricity. It makes me look like I am a psycho because it's this crazy black mask. It covers my nose. It just has a little space for the mouth. It's from Medilift. And you put it on top of your head and it kind of gives you a lot of electricity shocks.
Like little massages.
A little bit more intense than a massage, but it does wakes your skin up and your muscles. So it will help you look lifted. and it lift your face. Like, it's crazy. And even sculpt your jaw a little bit. So I've been doing that and red light.
So do you like that mask? Does it work? It like snatches you?
I like it. I mean, my husband cannot put it on because he will freak out. Like, I put it on once and he started like, oh, and I'm like,
oh my God, I kind of want to like try this. I've never heard of this.
Yeah, it's kind of like a new thing. It's extra for sure. It's not necessary, but it's fun.
You're talking to the wrong people. I mean, of course.
Yeah, I'm like, no, we are here. We are all for that. Okay. So it's helped you. You like it.
I like it. It relaxes me. It helps me end the day kind of like in a good mood. And I wake up with like very glowy and radiant skin. So yeah, that's kind of like what I do. And I drink a lot of water before I go to bed. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I'm just get super thirsty at the end of the day and watch Netflix. That's my thing.
What are you watching right now?
I'm watching Griselda.
I told you Griselda. I haven't started it, but I know I've heard
people.
Do you love it?
I heard that it's so good.
I cannot say I love it, but it's definitely super interesting. And
what is it about?
It's kind of like Narcos, but the story of a woman. Sofia Vergara is doing the lead.
So you're into it? Like, le recomiendas.
Yeah, sure. If you don't have anything else to watch.
Sure. I love the honesty. I love you so much. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You know, you're a busy gal. I don't want to take any more of your time. I so appreciate you. Thank you for all the wonderful tips. Thank you for being available to us. You're the best. Where can the Supermamas buy all your products?
Oh, they can find Gold Engine Beauty on Amazon. So we are on Amazon. You can get us on Prime. We'll be delivered next day to your doorstep.
Yes.
Or you can go to our website, goldendreambeauty.com.
Perfect.
And I'm so happy to be here. No, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Admire you both. I always see Paulina like around sometimes with her kids. And I always see what Brisa is doing and it makes me hungry. And I just want to like continue like.
I have to, you know what? And just so you know, I also have to put on makeup when I record my cooking videos. Okay.
Every time. Yeah. I keep going to camera without makeup where I'm like, we're filming. Oh my God, I gotta get ready, you know? Anyway. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here. And I look forward to seeing you again and hanging out with our children. We've hung out with our kids before. So I look forward to seeing you again. And thank you again for being on the show.
My pleasure.
And we are back. I'm going to get that mask. I saw it. It parece como de, ¿cómo se dice? SDM, bondage. It looks like a bondage mask, the one that she was recommending. Hey, you know, two in one.
Why did you call it?
Sadomasoquista.
Oh, anyway.
Uh-huh. BDS, BSD, BBM, whatever. Like, I don't know what to call.
BBM. BBM was a BlackBerry Messenger. Remember BBM?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Were you a BlackBerry girl, though?
I had a BlackBerry for sure. Yes. Remember that también el de. What was the other one? Nextel?
Yeah.
The Nextel
BlackBerry was the shit.
That was okay, but that was like, imagine you're in a car with your friends, you're in the club, and you're like going, and then all of a sudden it's like, tu papá, Paulina, ¿dónde estás?
That was the worst.
I remember that so much, maybe. That was the worst.
It was the worst that you were hooking up with a dude, and all of a sudden, Bricia. I was like,
Dad, you're here. That was the worst. I hope they don't come back. What is your tip or pick for this week, sister?
Okay, so right now I'm growing out Agustina's bangs. Like, I think it's time. She's had these bangs for quite a bit now. And I think she's old enough to where we can handle the bang growth together. So I am coming up with new hairstyles in order to pull her bangs back and do her tupelitas but up here in the front. And I bought like a hair kit of sorts that I think it's wonderful and very, very affordable. I will send the Amazon link, but it's basically a box with a bunch of small little rubbers, like the elastic hair ties. And it comes with a bunch of hair accessories that you need in order to comb your daughter's hair. And it's $8. So It has the, I think it's called a rat tail comb with a little hook in the front. And with that, you can get the lines completely straight. I mean, you have three girls, so I know how you do hair. I don't even know.
I already gave up.
Oh, well, I do her hair. But I only have one.
They do their own hair.
For
One of them is chopped off. The other one, I only have to worry about six now. But yes, I get it. I have those. Those little things are very, and every time you go, it's a peine de la línea. That's the most important thing that you need to have.
Yeah, the rat tail comb. And yeah, I'm having the best time doing her hair and coming up with new, I love doing that stuff. So it's the best. It's like my favorite thing to do in the morning.
I love that it's not stressful for you. My kids do not like to do their hair. They're very, does she complain? Because Sixta's like,
I look forward to that moment.
No, not in my house. They do not. Cuando I'm like, traigan el peine, they're like, ooh, you know. I think in line with our conversation with Idelais, I know she said like one of the things that are very go-to in the morning is like blush. I want to share my favorite current blush. This is my third one that I get. It's the cream by Fenty. I love it. I really do love Fenty. I have a few things that from that brand. But this particular blush, mine is a petal popping color, but it's so easy to apply and it looks natural and it doesn't feel heavy. Because I use the powder one sometimes and I'm like, me parece. It just gets lost. But this particular one, the cream one by Rihanna, Fenty Beauty, it's my favorite. It's super small, compact, so you can just put it on your little purse and it actually changes your whole face when you put it on. So that has been my go-to, because I'm like trying to, remember I used to be the bag lady and I used to have so much stuff. I'm like, I don't want to carry stuff anymore. I'm trying to stay as like less things possible. So that is one of my go-tos that I must have with me that I travel with. So that is my pick this week. If you're looking for a really good blush, the Beauty by Fenty. And that's it. That's the show today. I hope next time I am not as like, but who knows with this life. So we'll see you next week. Bye.
Hey, sisters. Thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas, and in el Face @supermamaspodcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your supermama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline 424-329-3707 and leave us a message, or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love. And
see you next week, Supermamas!